Today is Tuesday, December the 11th, 2018, and this is Life Words Day by Day. In order to live a life that magnifies the Lord, our worship must be God-centered. We see this in Mary's song. Worship is a response to the truth of who God is. It's a response to His attributes. Listen to what Luke chapter 1, verse 46 says. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has looked on the humble estate of His servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for He who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name, and His mercy is for those who fear Him from generation to generation. Did you notice what prompted Mary's song? Mary is singing because, she says, the Lord has looked upon her humble estate. The word for look, it means to look attentively with the implication of personal care. In Luke chapter 9, verse 38, a man cries out to Jesus, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son, for he is my only child." Well, the idea is to look and give care to look and pay special attention to. And this is what Mary is responding to. She's responding to the fact that God has seen her humble estate and saved her from it. And when she says humble estate, she's not referring to her disposition of humility or her kindness. She's talking about her nothingness, her unworthiness, her insignificance. He has saved me from the nothingness that I am. He has saved me from my ruin. Well, Cliff, how do you know this is what she's talking about? Well, look at how she contrasts herself with God. She is humble and poor and weak, unworthy, but God is mighty and strong, and holy is His name. So do you see all this? Here is a God who is all-powerful, yet is still merciful. In fact, His power highlights His mercy, and Mary understands this. She knows the gulf that exists between her and God. She knows Job 26 that says, "We have only seen the outskirts of His power and have only heard Him whisper." And yet, in all that power and strength and authority, He still does great things for me. But she goes on from there. It's not only personal to Mary. It's available to all those who fear God. In other words, all those who recognize who God is and who they are in light of who God is, who turn to God in repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, He has shed His saving mercy on them. And He does this through His Son, Jesus. God's mercy is available through Jesus, and He will save all who fear Him rightly. We have reason to echo Mary, that my soul magnifies the Lord. So magnify the Lord. Listen, the sky is not telling the story of the hottest sports team. So magnify the Lord. The sun is not radiating the glory of the latest blockbuster movie. So magnify the Lord. The earth is not shouting about your fame or my fame. So magnify the Lord. From the LifeWord team worldwide, broadcasting in 43 languages to 121 countries and to an audience of 2 billion people, we pray that you will walk with Jesus day by day.